We often see submission as something bad or suppressive. For example, wives, submit yourselves unto your husbands as unto the Lord. How often is this interpreted as being something suppressive? Well, far from it. Submitting yourselves unto the Lord is not suppressive, and neither should be submitting yourselves to your husband. The same is true for the husband submitting himself to the Lord, or submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. Accepting God's will for our life involves us submitting our will over to Him. It should always be our desire for God's will to prevail over ours. Therefore, submitting ourselves to His will is more like embracing His will. We should want this above anything else. Yet, no matter how long you have been calling yourself a Christian or how spiritual you think you are, a time will come when you will have to decide once and for all whose will you are going to follow, yours or God's. Jesus always knew the Father's will, but the time came as He stood before the cross that He saw the painful cost of embracing the Father's will. O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as Thou wilt. When Jesus got up from that prayer, He had settled something once and for all. His will was dead, and now He would face the cost of embracing the Father's will. So when we speak of God's will, we already know what it is. It's the hard way. Embrace it.